Today's gospel is found in the first chapter of Luke, beginning with verse 39. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as He promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Good news and bad news. There's a few surveys that went out. Depending on the survey, it said that between 60 and 78% of all people would rather hear bad news first and then the good news to follow. Which reminds me of a joke. There's a father who's meeting his daughter's special boyfriend for the first time, and it's that conversation that he wants to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage. And so they sit down, and the father asks him some, I think, pretty reasonable questions, like, what are you planning to do for work? And the young man said, well, we haven't figured that all out yet, but I know that God will provide. Okay. He asks him, the father asks, well, where are you planning to live? Well, we haven't figured that all out yet, but it's going to be a nice place, I assure you, and I know that God will provide. So the father asks another question, well, do you have any savings? Do you have any money? Any money source until you figure all this out? And again, the young man says, well, not really. You know, we're just out of school and everything. We don't have very much money right now, but the Lord will provide. God will provide. Well, very good. I'm not sure if he gave Miss permission to marry him yet there or not, but after the conversation, he went and spoke to his wife. And he told his wife, well, there is good news and bad news. Would you like to hear the good news or the bad news first? And she said, well, the bad news, please. He said, well, the bad news is that he doesn't have any plans for work. He doesn't know where they're going to live. He doesn't have any savings or any money. But the good news is he thinks that I'm God. Yeah. I'm glad you got that. Good. So today we're unboxing joy. And thanks to Debbie, we have this wonderful package to Shepherd of the Hills and everyone here. Love God. And today, joy comes out. There's so much that we experience that is joy. I mean, obviously, the greatest joy is that Christ is born. But there's so much good news that I want to share with you this morning about how we can unbox joy. You've been taking out your Christmas boxes, I'm sure, at home and maybe deciding what to put up this year. But we put things in boxes, and this Advent season, we're inviting you to unbox these gifts. Well, how can we unbox joy? Laughter. Laughter is the best medicine, it's said. Martin Luther said that laughter is one of the ways to banish the devil from your presence. Laughter is a good thing. Watching my grandson with joy and pride this last Tuesday evening, as he's four, but his school Christmas program happened, and I laughed with joy just seeing the beautiful sight of him up there on the stage with all the kids, so excited to share the song and the movements that went along with the song. Laughing is a great way to unbox joy. Community is another way to unbox joy. This glorious story of Elizabeth's unexpected, impossible pregnancy and Mary's unexpected, impossible pregnancy. Well, they needed each other. And especially Mary likely needed Elizabeth at that time. Although she knows that this child that is she's carrying is from God, there still would have been a great deal of social shame for a pregnant woman that was not married. And so she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, to be in a supportive community, to just be with someone. And that visit was a balm to restore Mary's courage and faith. We find joy in being in a community. Being in a community is another way we unbox joy. Being known in a community, we all find as a way to experience joy. We also unbox joy by gaining perspective on trouble. You heard sung Psalm 30, which the Lord says, it speaks for this, for his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Even the worst news can feel better after you sleep on it. I felt that after Chris's mom and dad died, after my dad and my mom died, the new day didn't change the fact that they were gone, but that bad news, it did lessen the effect of the news, and it did change my perspective. Even when we're at fault for something that we've done, as the psalm says about God's regard for us, his anger for us is but for a moment, yet his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping carries on and on, but the morning comes, and there is joy in knowing that you're alive, that you're forgiven, that you know that he is for you. There's a four-part statement I love to repeat to myself that helps me keep in mind this truth. It's this: in Christ Jesus, I have nothing to fear, nothing to prove, nothing to hide, and nothing to lose. In Christ Jesus, I have nothing to fear, nothing to prove, nothing to hide, and nothing to lose. That's joy unboxed. Another way we experience joy unboxed is to remember the big picture of God's salvation plan. So Isaiah spoke of this in today's reading, of another joy, the joy of salvation. He says, say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. And then he'll open the eyes of the blind, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, and the lame man will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall be a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals they will lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. It's about the joy of Jesus, even though it was foretold 700 years before he arrived. In Luke 7:22, it's John's disciples, John the Baptist's disciples, that are coming to Jesus to ask him the question, are you the one, or should we expect someone else, they ask him, because it's not clear yet if Jesus is actually the Messiah. And he answers using the words of Isaiah 35. Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them. What Isaiah is foretelling, Jesus is fulfilling. That chapter ends like this in Isaiah 35. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be on their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Friends, there is so much bad news all around us, isn't there? I know people who have their particular news channel on their TV on all day long to hear the most breaking stories that happen over and over again all day long. And if you think about it, most of those breaking stories are bad news. A person can certainly get themselves wound up tight by politics, corruption, disasters, and wars. Ultimately, things that really you can't control, can you? I would offer you joy instead. Turn off the news, go outside, and find something beautiful to look at. Call a friend to get together and give gratitude for the beauty of that friend. We unbox joy when we focus on the good news. And it's not just pie in the sky, happy thoughts, a positivity. The joy of Christmas is that what the angels declared. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. For unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, is born to you. Why such joy? Well, simply because of Jesus. We live the bad news every day of our sins and the consequences of our sins, but Jesus is joy and good news. And I just want to share five little things what Jesus is for us. First, Jesus loves you. He loves you. He died for you. His love is what compelled him to go to the cross. And Jesus saves you. He saves you from your sin. He saves you from yourself. He saves you from death and the grave. Jesus also fills you. His Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost to fill you with life and the memory of his word and his presence inside of us. And also Jesus trusts you. Isn't it amazing that God chose a woman who's maybe 14, 15, or 16 years old to bear his child? That's a lot of risk that God put on humanity, that his son would be born of a human. He does that because he trusts you. He trusts that you can carry his message to the world. And finally, and maybe most surprisingly, because we know all those things, that's what he came to do, is to love us and save us and fill us. But most surprisingly, Jesus also likes you. You know, you can say you love someone and mean it, but to really like someone means I want to be with you. I want to hang out with you. I want to be your friend and Savior and also your Lord and conquering King. Let us pray. So Jesus, we thank you for joy today. We thank you that in the ways that I just described, we can unbox joy through laughter and community and remembering what's true, remembering the big picture of what you came to do for us. Thank you for your good news today. Thank you for the joy that you bring to us now and every day of the year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.